Judge Craig Mathis is on the phone. This is the 15th season.
15, baby.
15, Judge?
Yes, sir. God is blessing, isn't he?
15. Anyone else on longer than you and the Judge shows?
Well, yeah, Judge Judy. She's got me beat by a couple of years, but I'm second only to Judge Judy in many ways, including the ratings.
And do you match her in the paychecks, too, may I ask? Be so bold.
Oh, my God, nowhere near. And please, let's not discuss what she makes, because every time someone reads or mentions it, my requests go up.
Congratulations, man. What is the Judge Mathis grocery giveaway?
Yeah, what we're doing is giving away a $1,000 grand prize in groceries for the next couple of weeks and $200 a day. And it's aimed at trying to help people out during this Thanksgiving period, putting some food on the table, quite frankly. And they can watch the show, and so we're helping to promote the show as well. And watch the show and watch for the word of the day, and they just might win.
Huh. And the Judge Mathis Project on BET, the Mathis Project. What is?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's the premiere is tonight at 10 p.m. on BET. Uh-huh. And what I do, I'm going into some of America's toughest neighborhoods, trying to get tips to help solve cold cases. And at the same time, I'm also mobilizing the community with marches and visuals and rallies, trying to reduce the murder rate, Tom. And I think it's both going to be compelling television, but it's also going to be informative. I don't have to tell you guys how many murders that are actually solved among our people. So this is an effort to try and address that.
Man, you heard about your hometown of Detroit and what's going on in the last 32 hours.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Here in Chicago, Detroit, throughout the country. And the problem is only 30% on average of all black murders are solved.
Now, how do you, Judge Craig Mathis we're talking to, how do you empower the neighborhoods with this show, the Mathis Project?
Yeah, and that's a big part of what we're doing. When I ask them to come to the community meetings give them the insight and information that they need so that they can protect their community, and they have to buy into being concerned. You have to get them to be concerned. We have to explain to them that nobody cares about us more than us. If we don't show any concern for our own community, no one else will. And so I have them put marches together, put the signs together. We've had a candlelight vigil. We've also had a gang summit where I get some of the gang leaders to commit to making sure that none of the innocent are hurt.
That's great.
And unfortunately the think that that's progress, but it is. If you say y'all keep the gang activity away from the children and the seniors, that's progress, even though we don't want any gang activity at all. But those are the ways we're trying to improve and empower the community and trying to address this no snitch syndrome. You know, that's something that historically has been among the criminals themselves, the thug culture. You all don't snitch on each other. But when we come to killing these children and these seniors, they need to be told on. In fact, I don't say snitch. Don't snitch. Just tell.
Yeah.
And save lives.
Just tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silence is the crime there. Mm.
That's great. That's great. And when you march, do you march in your gaiters?
You march in robe and you have your robe and gaiters on?
You have your gaiters on when you march?
You'll have to tune in. I might even have on my robe. You have to tune in tonight at 10 p.m.
to see you march in your gaiters and your robe.
And robe.
That's right.
Keep it real, Judge. Keep it real.
Thank you, man.
All the time.
Appreciate y'all. All right, Jay.
Take care, Your Honor.
It's not easy walking in gaiters.
Thank you.